Avoid also the error of the ignorant mind's demand on the divine power to act always according to our crude surface notions of omniscience and omnipotence. For our mind clamors to be impressed at every turn by miraculous power and easy success and dazzling splendor. Otherwise it cannot believe that here is the divine. The mother is dealing with the ignorance in the fields of the ignorance. She has descended there and is not all above. Partly she veils and partly she unveils her knowledge and her power. Often holds them back from her instruments and personalities and follows that she may transform them the way of the seeking mind, the way of the aspiring psychic, the way of the battling vital, the way of the imprisoned and suffering physical nature. There are conditions that have been laid down by the Supreme Will. There are many tangled knots that have to be loosened and cannot be cut abruptly asunder. The Asura and the Rakshasa hold this evolving earthly nature and have to be met and conquered on their own terms, in their own long conquered fief and province. The human in us has to be led and prepared to transcend its limits and is too weak and obscure to be lifted up suddenly to a form far beyond it. The divine consciousness and force are there and do at each moment the thing that is needed in the conditions of the labor. Take always the step that is decreed and shape in the midst of imperfection the perfection that is to come, but only when the supermind has descended in you can she deal directly as the supramental Shakti with supramental nature. If you follow your mind, it will not recognize the mother, even when she is manifest before you. Follow your soul and not your mind. Your soul that answers to the truth, not your mind that leaps at appearances. Trust the divine power and she will free the godlike elements in you and shape all into an expression of divine nature.